Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, the lady said she was transferring me to you because there was some fraudulent charges done on my account. One for like $5 and I think like 74 cents or something like that. And then another one for like $56 and something.
And just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address?
Kathy Sells, and the address is 912.5 Woodland Street, number 8, Channelview, Texas, 77530.
Thank you. And I see that you entered the sweepstakes offer for the KitchenAid on June 5th, paying $574.
I didn't enter in no sweepstakes for... no mixer thing. Why would I enter for a mixer when I already have one?
Okay, do you recall doing a survey for a KitchenAid?
No, I didn't.
And this was done on June 5th.
I did not do nothing for... I have not taken no survey for anything.
Could you verify your email address?
KATCHIE2Marino@gmail.com.
Do you have a Yahoo?
Yeah, I have one that I haven't used in the longest. Catchy2@yahoo.com.
Okay, so that email address, the phone number you called in on, your name and your shipping address all matches. We do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you don't recall doing any surveys for KitchenAid.
I do not recall doing any survey. Like I said,
okay,
again,
so we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, plus all the information that we have on this account. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else could have did this, then we can move forward with that fraud investigation.
I don't know anybody that did it, and I didn't do it myself.
And so you would like to move forward with the fraud, ma'am?
I'm sorry, what was that?
So you would like to move forward with the fraud?
Yes.
Okay, so I am issuing you the credits pending the investigation, and if it comes back as a true case of fraud, then you should see it back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. And just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with your cancellation number. Okay, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Oh, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Okay.
C as in Charlie. 2605-39-317.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.